Well, now you know the Daytona 500 is Sunday. Glad to have with us now the biggest name in NASCAR racing, maybe the most successful driver in history. Five straight times he's won the Cup. Jimmy Johnson joins us on the program. Good morning, Jimmy. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. I apologize for all the background noise. I'm on the back of a golf cart down in Daytona right now on my way to a sponsor meeting or a function. So you've got me on a good time right in the middle of the race day, so it's awesome.
What's Jimmy Johnson get a golf cart up to?
They don't let him go all that fast, and they don't really let me drive all that much, oddly enough. So I'm riding on the back of this thing.
So they got some serious restrictor plates on the golf cart?
Yeah, they do. They don't want anyone hurt. They're no fun.
All right, so you've won Daytona once. What's it mean to win Daytona, and how bad do you want to do it again?
Yeah, I mean, it's the only race that we have where you get a title. So without a doubt, I'm very focused on winning this race, and the fact I won it in 06 was just amazing. So I look forward to hopefully doing it again.
Jimmy Johnson's the voice you hear. Hey, Jim, what do you think about the new rules in NASCAR and how they affect you?
Well, the rules really are for, there's been a lot of discussion about Daytona and the draft. Mm-hmm. It's the stuff that's been brought up this week. The last couple of weeks have been really safety related. So I'm cool with that. I understand that there are some changes for the season. Our cars look a lot more like a car you see on the showroom floor, which has got to be good.
Yeah.
And, the point system has changed a little bit. So it's a little early to know exactly how it's all going to play out. But here in 4 or 5 weeks, we'll have a good feeling for it.
Well, give us your opinion on the point system, because obviously it's now much easier for all of us to follow. You get 43 points if you win. You can get up to 5 more points, cap it out at 48. You only get a point if you finish last. Do you like it? Is this something that you welcome?
It's pretty similar to what we had before. If you have a bad day, you have more to lose. If it simplifies everything for the fans, then it's a good move because that's what this was designed to do. But only time will tell. I mean, now we have to retrain our brains and switch over to a new point system, so we'll see how that goes.
But it won't change the way you drive. There's nothing here that makes you say, well, there's more of a premium on this, and I need to change strategy in a particular race?
They can only pay points to the winner, and it won't change a thing on the track. I mean, we're out there doing what we can each and every week to finish as high as we can. So the system was really designed to, or the new point system, to simplify for the fans so you didn't need a calculator while you're sitting there watching the race to sort it out.
Jimmy Johnson's our guest. Jimmy, I got to ask, you win it 5 times in a row. You're dominating your sport like no one is dominating any sport right now. I mean, if the Packers won the Super Bowl 5 times in a row, people would be talking about it year-round. Do you think you or the sport gets the recognition it deserves with this kind of accomplishment?
Yeah, I certainly feel that I have. I would say that if the Packers won 5 in a row, the NFL, the football league, all the players, the other teams would be tired of it. You'd think that the fan base would flex the muscle and say that they're tired of it as well. So what I'm going through is par for the course. If you look back at any successful sports team or athlete in a run that they've had, there's a lot of other fans out there pulling for other teams, and you're going to have a bit of pushback. But I'm very proud of what we've done. We've worked really hard to be in this position. I know it's not going to last forever, and I'm just trying to ride the wave as long as I can.
Jimmy, obviously you've had tremendous success on the track. Tell people what makes Jimmy Johnson tick off the track, what you like to do.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of hobbies I had on the side before my daughter was born, and now that my wife and I are parents, things have changed quite a bit. And all of our free time is spent in taking care of our daughters. So it's been a wild experience, a ton of fun, and we're just trying to find that new normal now that we're parents.
Good luck with that, Jimmy. Both of us are parents. And it gets better, though. It's the most fun you're ever going to have. Jimmy Johnson's our guest. Talking about you and your team and the domination, what do you credit the fact that you're able to dominate the sport this well? Is it your team? Is it the car? Is it your abilities?
The rules are so close. At the end of the day, it's really about people. Mm-hmm. So the guys I work with, and gals for that matter, at Hendrick Motorsports really make a difference. So that's really what it boils down to, is the people.
Jimmy, I'm just curious, what did you think about what happened with Dale Jr.? It was a wonderful story, 10th anniversary of what happened with his dad. He takes the pole, and then he wrecks in practice, and he goes to the back of the pack.
Yeah, I mean, it was really unfortunate. He was following me in the draft, and we had some guys that weren't paying attention as they were merging, getting up to speed. And it's unfortunate for my teammate and his car and the fact he won't be able to start on pole, but it won't make a big difference in this race.
Well, Jimmy, look, best of luck. Thanks so much for joining us. We're really glad to have you on the show.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Really an honor. Great talking to you.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it.